Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It's so wonderful to connect with you, and I hope that your day is going great. And I also hope that you are somebody who likes to laugh, because if so, then you'll love today's episode. It's fun, it's full of laughter, and I laughed a lot. And today's volunteer just has a really great sense of humor. And so this episode is full of fun, and it's also full of really great insights, because it also will help you see some other misconceptions when it comes to healing or self-healing or mind-body healing, energy healing, whatever you want to refer to it as. You know, a lot of times people will believe if you're positive, then that's enough to be healing. Or, you know, we've all heard before the saying, laughter is the best medicine. And while laughter is, of course, great and it's fun and it's also good for your health, a lot of times more is needed. And that's what we'll really look at today. We'll unpack that even more, because there's plenty of laughter and there's also more room for healing. And, you know, laughter just in general can be good in a variety of ways. You know, even the American Cancer Society has promoted things like laughter therapy. And there's plenty of research that shows that laughter can help boost your immune system. So there are a lot of great things with laughter. And while laughter is great and fun, typically when it comes to really creating healing results, you'll need more of a shift. And that's what you'll be able to see in today's episode. And so that said, let's go ahead and dive in with our volunteer. And as we do, as I mentioned, you know, there's a lot of laughing and it's a bit silly and playful. And of course, since laughter itself can help boost your immune system, I invite you to just laugh along with the silliness and enjoy. And that said, let's go ahead and dive in with Liesl.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you perfectly.
Oh,
it's great to connect with you.
You as well.
Thank you so much.
Very exciting.
Absolutely. And you go by Lisa?
Liesl. Yes.
Liesl. Beautiful.
Be
I love that.
Thank you.
I love it. Absolutely. I love it. So how's your day going?
It's going well. Yeah. It's going well. Just kind of sitting here, was getting excited, getting nervous, all that good stuff.
A little bit of both.
Exactly.
Perfect.
How are you going?
It's going fabulous. Good. It's a beautiful day.
Good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so what's going on today?
Well, there's rheumatoid arthritis and Lyme. Okay. And along with that, there's a pleural effusion on the left lung. And I only thought of that was because I was listening to some of the podcasts and one of the people you were working with was having difficulty breathing. And you were talking about the importance of kind of clearing that. And I thought, oh, shoot, I better mention that. Like, I don't have pain, but there are a number of times when it will affect how I breathe or how I can breathe because it feels shortness. So I guess it can radiate. So even though it's like on the left, lower left side, it can, you know, show up in other places of the lungs. So then I kind of all feel it right in here when I breathe. And I do a lot of breathing because I sing.
Oh, wonderful.
And so
I love it. And I love that you sing. What do you sing?
I'm a classical singer, opera, and I teach singing.
Oh, how wonderful.
So I love helping people find their voice.
I love that. I love it. And
Beautiful.
Yeah, how beautiful. And so does your lung bother you when you're breathing in or when you're singing in and everything?
It can. Yeah. Yeah. After a certain period of time, I'll find it more difficult, you know, to take a good breath in. This is kind of, it's gotten more and more difficult, you know, over the past year or so. The rheumatoid arthritis was diagnosed in about 10 years ago. So I've kind of been on a healing mission.
Okay.
Journey.
So that's what we'll talk about.
Since then.
All right. So that's where we're going.
The Lyme came about 5 years ago. So, and you know, who knows with the Lyme that could have been completely together with RA. I don't know. Okay. But of course, you know, our system doesn't really look a lot at Lyme.
It doesn't, does it? All right. So, yeah. Okay. There we go. So I did just go ahead and pull up your sheet that you sent in. So dealing with RA and Lyme. So that's there. And then also, so it says left knee, right heel, left heel can be anywhere in the body. These are the points acting up right now. Okay. So let's.
Yeah. So the primary points and today too would be my right wrist. That's another one. The left knee kind of blew up on me almost a year ago, along with the two heels. So it does make it difficult to get around.
Okay.
But it's getting better. It's getting better. Better and better. Every day.
Better.
Better and better.
Yeah. Better and better. Yep.
And I've got my song. It's Walking on Sunshine. So
I
listen
love
to that
it.
Every morning.
I love it. So
it
perfect.
Goes through my head.
I love that. I love it. I love it. All right. So bingo. All right. So give me just a second. I'm going to go ahead and check in. And just kind of see what's going on. Give me one second.
All right, so I want to go ahead and pause it just for a moment. She mentioned two things right there. She mentioned she has her song, Walking on Sunshine, and she also mentioned she was doing better and better. And she kind of laughed as she said it. And obviously, she has been listening to past episodes, and she has a great memory. So I love it. And for those of you who may not know what she's talking about, there are past episodes when I shared that one of my songs that I worked on, you know, bringing in every day to bring in the positive was Walking on Sunshine. And so I love that she mentioned that. So perfect. And also Better and Better. And that was something that I did going through my injury. You know, it's kind of hard. You don't want to really talk about the negative, you know, because then you'll fuel the energy of it. And so going through my injury, my dad would always ask me, you know, how are you doing, Brandy? And I would say, you know, just better and better, better and better. And at that point, I wasn't really yet doing better and better. And he knew that, and I knew that, but it was just my way of saying, you know, I'm working on it. And I love that he totally respected that. He was just like, okay, I gotcha. And he would then, you know, sometimes he would call up and he'd go, so how are you doing, Brandy? And he goes, wait, let me guess, better and better. And I said, yep, thank you so much, better and better. That's where I just want to keep my mind focused at. And so it was just that thing, better and better. And so I love that she just mentioned that great memory. And also, you know, obviously it's not about avoiding the negative. And so if you've been listening to past episodes, also you notice that we always want to make sure to address what's really going on. So it wasn't that I just said better and better, forget the rest. I just was, you know, saying better and better, let me just focus there. And also I was working on what I needed to work on to really create that shift at a deeper level. So anyway, just wanted to note that just in case it was anybody who didn't know what she was talking about. And let's go ahead and dive back in. And where we were was I was just starting to check into her energy and get a feel for what she's feeling and what's going on with her that's linked up to her RA and everything that's going on with her body. So that's where we're going. Let's go ahead and dive back in with Liesl.
Okay, so first and foremost, you said the highest area in your body right now is your wrist?
Yeah, there's probably some heat in there today, yeah.
Okay, and if I ask you what the level of discomfort is, what's your level?
It's not super high. Gosh, well, the number that's coming up is a 5. I would have thought it was lower than that, but that's the number coming up.
Okay, and what number would you have thought it is?
Maybe a 3.
Okay.
But if
so that's what I have is, that's what I have. And I feel both of those. So give me 1 second. So that was about a 5, 6 and also about a level 3. Let me see. As far as tension goes, did I have is about a 5, 6 heat?
Yeah.
All right. 6 discomfort. There we go. Okay. So there's that. Bingo. And if I ask you the level in your left knee, what's your level in your left knee?
Well, there's not a lot of pain. Oh, well, I just moved it and then there was pain. But if I'm sitting here, there's not a lot of pain. Okay. It's when I'll get up and move around. And in the left knee, it's more it's still bigger than normal. And so it's stiff. It's can be difficult. And I don't feel like... because it's been a number of months now that it's been a little bit immobile. So I feel like some of the muscles in there aren't quite, they're not, okay. I mean, I'm trying to get them back, okay. Moving mm-hmm. again, but it seems like some of the muscles aren't in there. So the strength to climb stairs and stuff and walk for long periods of time isn't there.
Okay. And so if I ask you, if you try to move it right now, how stiff it feels?
Pretty low, maybe a 3 or that's the number coming up. 3, okay. Yeah.
And thank you. All right, so let's go ahead and dive in. And last thing is, if I ask you how swollen, how much you can feel the swelling?
I've got a compression stocking on.
What's that?
Squishy. I have to wear those compression socks. You know, so it's squishing everything.
Yeah.
it's probably a 3, I would say. Okay. Yeah, right. And it's not too hot right now.
Okay.
I'd say the right heel is a bit more hot, and I can feel, there's some pressure in the right heel for sure. The knee is probably a 3. Yeah.
Okay. So here we go. Bingo. Okay, so bingo. If I ask you who you live with, the first initial of the person you live with.
I live with 2 people, and one, the first initial would be A, and the second one is, the first initial is P, as in
bingo. Ball. Okay, so bingo. And as far as P, who is P?
My mother.
Okay. There we go. Okay. And bingo. Bingo. And bingo. All right, so let's go this way. So if I ask you to close your eyes for just a moment, and if I ask you, even if it's not expressed, if I ask you how much you can find the feeling of feeling like she tries to control you or tell you what to do, or that type of feeling. If I ask you how much you can find that feeling, what's your level? 0 to 10?
Maybe a, I don't know. That's hard. A 5?
Okay.
So I'm just going totally on feeling. The number coming up is 5, although I can't even think of like a that. Like every once in a while, I'll say to her, you're not the boss of me.
Bingo. Okay. There you go. All right. Let's go there.
That's pretty rare.
Okay. And by the time you say you're not the boss of me, mm-hmm. how intensely are you feeling that on the inside?
Well, a lot of times I'll just say it in jest and in joke. So, not really, like it's not too intense really.
Okay.
It'd just be like, you know, she would say something and I'd be like, you're not the boss.
Okay.
I don't feel it intensely though.
Six. Your body gives me about a level six. Okay. Give me 1 second. Let's put it another way. Bingo. Okay. But either way, you see that showing up. You're not the boss of me. At least that feeling is there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And bingo. And if I ask you at times inside how much you can feel like she's a bit critical, how much would you say that is?
Not often. Like, I can't find that feeling. Yeah.
All right. Let's put it in another way. Bingo. So that.
Maybe when, okay. So I can actually find that sometimes when she speaks of other people, but not of me, myself. So I don't know if that's.
I would say, if I was to put it in different words, I would say that we could put it in another way that says you try very hard to please her. Bingo. Bingo. Another way to put it would be that you fear her criticizing you. Not necessarily that there's a... Imagine for a moment if I said to you, I want to make sure to, a perfectionism, we could put it that way. Bingo. All right. So if I ask you to notice the level in your wrist.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you to notice the level in your wrist. Can you feel that?
Yep.
Okay. Can you say P again for your mom?
P.
Bingo. What's interesting, okay, so a few things. What's interesting is in some ways you guys almost seem like sisters. So it's like there's a connection there. Can you resonate with that?
Definitely, yeah.
Yes. So what's interesting is that's why I was, a lot of times the mom is in a certain area, but there's a feeling of feeling like sisters. And that's great. I love it. There's also a feeling of feeling like you don't necessarily get to control things, like she's a little bit more in control of things than you are. Can you see that?
Okay. Yes. I can see that. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so if I ask you, what it feels like she's more in control of, what would you say that is? You laugh.
the first thing that popped into my head was my dad. And then the second thing that came to my house was house. So mm-hmm. my dad okay. and house. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. I want you to notice the part of you that feels like she's more in control of the house.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so if I ask you, is that okay with you that she's more in control of the house?
It is. It's something I've been working on.
Okay. Tell me more about that. Unpack that a little bit.
Well, so about, 5 years ago, I moved back to a home. Mm-hmm. And at the time, with illness and et cetera, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I moved back in with my parents, so into my childhood home. And It has been a struggle because my dad's a bit of a pack rat. And it irritates me a lot. And, you know, there's just nothing I can do about it. I mean, I've nothing I can do. I've come to that conclusion, you know, it's just, but I still am not internally okay with it. It just irritates me and frustrates me. And, so, you know, and I know that, you know, I encourage my mom to say, you know, maybe speak up because it bothers her too. And
you're whispering now.
So anyway, so that's the frustrating part. I'm gonna say really quietly. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So just for a moment, I'm gonna ask you to close your eyes. Okay. And I'm gonna ask you just for a moment to just breathe. Okay, and I want you to notice the part of you that's feeling frustrated.
Yep.
And annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now what's interesting is this. Can you see how it's a bit more annoyance with your mom that she's not controlling your dad than it is with your dad, who's the pack rat? Can you see that?
Okay, I'm seeing what you're saying. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
100%. Sure. Yeah.
Okay. So this is the feeling of feeling like your mom's in control. Yep. Okay.
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 Gotcha.
So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe.
Okay.
Notice, kind of funny, how you feel like your mom should do a better job at controlling your dad.
Snorted. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. Which is impossible.
Okay, and so I'm going to ask you to breathe for just a moment. And I want you to also notice the feeling of feeling like your mom is in control. Like your mom has the control, right?
Right, right.
And how you would like to have the control, but it feels like your mom has the control.
Yeah, see,
you see it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask you to breathe for just a moment. If I ask you, ultimately, do you plan on continuing to stay with them, or ultimately would you like to be able to move out and get your own place and all of that?
Yes, please.
Yes, please. Okay. Great. And all right, so I'm gonna ask you to breathe. And out of curiosity, instead of trying to control your mom to control your dad, you crack me up. You're fun. You're so much fun. And I love your laugh.
Thank you. You're fun too.
Phew. Thank you. Oh, good laugh. All right. So, during my injury, there were certain things that happened that came up. For example, there was a time that, like, I went into the hospital and, like, I had a procedure done and all of these things. Like, basically, long story short, I had gone in to have my nerve endings burned off again, and there was a lot of things going on, and when I went in, I had come to this point where I was afraid to take medication because one of the medications that I was on was taken off the market for killing people. And so it was like I was on this medication that they were like, oh, by the way, stop taking that. It's killing people. And I was like, and they didn't even tell me why. They were just like, stop taking it. I was like, why? They're like, just stop. And I was like, well, I still have a lot left. I just bought. They're like, no, stop. And I was like, oh, okay, why? And like they wouldn't tell me. And then I like Googled it, and it was like, such and such, but it's like Vioxx. It's like killing people, taking off the market for killing like tons of people. And I was like, oh, okay, well, why wouldn't you just tell me? And then, so that's what happened. So then, And so then I've been going in to like get my nerve endings burned off. So then when I used to go in to have that done, I would have like they give me a shot of like Demerol or morphine before, and then also a shot of Demerol and morphine after or whatever. After they burned off my nerves, I said to them, they went to go give me the next injection of medication or whatever it was. And I was like, you know, let me just try it without it. Right. Mm-hmm. Which, mm-hmm. you know, after you get your nerve endings burned off, when you have a problem with your nerves, it's not, anyway, like 15 minutes later, 20 minutes, 5 minutes, I don't know. I was laying there like sweating bullets, like going, oh my God, this hurts so freaking bad. And then I said to the nurse, I said, I'll take that medication, please. And she was like, nope, you already said no. And
oh my gosh.
I need it. Like, I'm in a lot of pain. And she was like, nope. And I was like, what? Like, are you kidding me? I was upset. And I said not nice things to her, and I felt a little bit bad for that. But, and thank God at the time I was also on a pill form of morphine at the time. So I just took some of that, and eventually it kicked in. But at the time I was like, okay, I just want to leave. Fine. I just want to leave the hospital. And she was like, nope, you have to go to the restroom first. But I couldn't, because I was in so much pain. There was no freaking way that was even possible. So long story short, I couldn't leave the hospital. I was in extreme amount of pain. And I was like, literally when I left that day, I was like, nobody is going to have more control over the pain that I'm in. And nobody's going to sit there and watch as I'm in extreme pain. I mean, it's not, I just had my nerve endings burned off. Nope, you already said no. And I was livid. And I left, and I was just like, I'm going to figure this out. How do I heal myself? Nobody's going to have more control over my body than I am. And it still took me several years after that to figure it out.
Yeah.
My point being is that to this day, I am grateful to that nurse, because it just was even more motivation to figure everything out, right?
Right, yeah.
And so instead of taking your energy and feeling super upset and frustrated with the pack rat type stuff, right? The hoarding and all of that, you could just be like, you know what? I've got to get better. I'm going to get my own place. Like, game on. This is it. I need to do that anyway. I move forward with my life and relationship and all of these things. You know what? It's motivation to say, that's it. Game on, right?
Exactly. Yes, it has been.
Right? So every time you see it, you just be like, thank you, Dad, for the motivation. Thank you for the motivation.
That's cool. I'm going to do that.
Right?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay, great. And so, I'm asking you to breathe for a moment. All right. And I want you to notice the level in your wrist. What's your level in your wrist? 0 to 10?
Probably 4.
About a 4. Good, good, good. And that. And I want you to notice the part of you that wants to control the house even more. Notice that feeling of wanting to control the house. There you go. And if I ask you 0 to 10 what your level is of feeling that, what's your level of wanting to control the house?
Good. 6 or 7.
Okay, I would have said 50, but we'll go with your 6 or 7.
Okay, maybe 50.
We'll go with your 6 or 7. I would have said 50, but it's okay.
Yes. I think I maybe have like pushed that one down so far.
Right. And so, all right. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. And I want you to think about getting better and being able to have your own house in your own place, and say, you know what, let me let go of needing to control the house. Let me need to let go of needing to control my mom to control my dad. Let me let go of needing to try to control those things. And instead, let me get super excited. Let me just let that go. Let me get super excited about being able to have my own place. Bingo. Now, if I ask you how much you can find the feeling of feeling like you couldn't control the situation in your house, how long you've actually been feeling that feeling in general. Uh-huh. That's where we're going. You're laughing. That's where we're going.
Ooh, this is fun. Okay. Whew, that's a good one. A long time.
Mm-hmm. How long? Notice before you even moved in with your parents.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Years. Mm-hmm.
Years.
Years.
Yep. Where are we going? How many years?
How many years? Well, gosh, definitely. Oh, gosh. Well, I'm getting a memory of childhood.
Yeah, me too.
Like childhood. Even
age three. You've been trying to.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Childhood. Maybe age three.
You get, even in childhood, you've been trying to control the house.
So, that's amazing.
Isn't it?
Okay. Well, so in some of the work I've been doing, like, cause I've been trying to look underneath, you know, emotions underneath. And one of the things that's been coming up for me is like birth. And my mother had a very difficult birth. And so I was immediately removed from my mother upon entering the world. And so that's what I keep coming back to everything, and that abandonment, right? And not having any control. And so I don't know if that would have anything to do with it, but that just came into my head.
Finding that, that bingo, that's 0 to 10. I'm not, so I see that in your consciousness, but, what it says, when I check it, just your body says, it's kind of, it gives me a picture of you like digging in the weeds. It's you in a field and you're digging, and it says,
okay.
So watch this. If I ask you on a daily basis in the last week, if you think about how much the house has annoyed you,
yeah, way more
compared to your birth,
yeah, now,
so that's where we're going. Bingo, give me just a second, let's see. Okay, so a few things. This is what's really great. Bingo. Okay, interesting. Interesting. Bingo. Bingo. I actually see where it comes from. Is it like you had a childhood like stuffed animal or toy that you used to have? Do you remember that?
I had a few. So.
Okay. There's a feeling like it kept you safe. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So the best way to describe it is say that there was a kid who grew up with a stuffed animal and it was like their sense of safety. And then if somebody moved it, the kid was very, very upset because it didn't know where the stuffed animal was.
Okay.
And so there's this feeling safety when everything is in place.
Definitely. That's funny. Yes, I can totally say yes to that. It's I like everything to have its place, and to like that's where you know where it is. You can get it when you want it, and then you just put it back. It has its spot.
Okay, and you're good. And it's almost like a feeling like nothing is safe unless it's in its place. It's just, it's connected to your safety. Bingo. Give me 1 second. Bingo. You're not the boss of me comes up. That's what your body just said. You're not the boss of me. And that actually comes up even in your childhood. Do you remember saying that in your childhood at all?
No. Never.
Okay. So that feeling even from like, okay, so bingo. Bingo. Okay, so on the opposite side, so I want you to think about feelings for a moment, the feeling of you're not the boss of me.
Okay.
And I want you to notice the feeling of feeling like you don't have any control. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so notice that feeling of feeling like you don't have any control. 0 to 10, what's your level?
50.
Mm-hmm. That's 50. The feeling, okay, is that we want you to feel like you have control. Okay.
Oh, my whole life, it's like no control.
Okay. Yeah. And so, but now let's think about this for a moment. For a moment, your thoughts help create your life, right?
Right, yes.
So who does have control?
I don't know. Me!
You! Okay, so the thing of it is, like, who has control of my life?
You.
Okay, so what if my mom lived with me? Would I say I don't have control of my life?
No.
No, I'm the one who has control of my whole life, right? Mm-hmm. And even if you think about it, when I mentioned about the hospital, I was the one that was like, okay, well, I'm going to figure out how to be in control of my health too, right?
Right, yes.
Okay, so that's what I set out to do. And obviously the answer was much different than I thought, but at that time I had no idea it was in the mind, like that I could mind and energy and all of that. But bingo. And so just for a moment, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. And I want you to think about how much you can control my life.
Zero.
Okay. And I want you to think about how much your mom can ultimately control your dad.
Zero. Minus 10.
And I want you to think about how much you can control your mom.
Oh, again, yeah. Zero. Minus 10.
Minus 10. Okay. So just for a moment, I want you to just for a moment, remember that your thoughts are powerful. So I want you to notice how many years you've had this pattern of feeling like you can't control the house. Okay. And notice even when you weren't living with your parents, how much was it a feeling of frustration that you can't control the house?
Big.
Okay. And so how many times, obviously you've been listening to my podcast and stuff like that. So totally. So if you think about it, how many times, like if I use the stereotype of saying, okay, well, there's a woman with an alcoholic or abusive father, leaves him, finds the pattern over and over and over again, right? Now, obviously, that's not true with every situation, but the pattern, right? Mm-hmm. So how much can you see this pattern of feeling like you can't control your house, your life, all of that stuff? How much can you find that?
Over and over.
Exactly. So how many more years? There you go.
I dislike it.
Yep.
Very much.
Yep. So how many more years are you going to keep creating that?
Zero. Minus.
Okay. But what if using that stereotype, the woman was like, but I'm so frustrated in this man and he keeps going on and it's been over and over and over and over again. And I'm so frustrated. And what would you say to her?
breathe.
Good. Okay. And notice.
And how can you change your thought?
The more angst, the more energy that she gives to it, the more it what?
It's going to grow.
It grows. Yes. Awesome. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes.
Okay.
And go ahead and keep growing that. Let me know how that goes for you.
Let's not.
Oh, go ahead.
No.
Okay.
No more growth. With that.
Yeah. There we go. We'll bring that. Let's grow some positive things. Okay. So yes. I'm going to ask you just for a moment. I'm going to invite you to go ahead and keep feeling like you're out of control of your life. You have no control and you're frustrated and all that, and keep doing that. And let me know how that goes for you. Or I'm going to ask you to start bringing in the awareness that you are actually in control, that even this pattern's been creating and it's been having you believe that you're not in control and then frustrated and then trying to control. And then the spiral of trying to control and the frustration to control and feeling not in control and all of these things, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And how do we, this is the part where we create a plot against your mom to control your dad better. If we get those shock collars, right? You know, those ones for dogs. Do you think that would work?
Ooh, that might be fun. No, hey, it wouldn't work.
Wrong, yeah, wrong podcast. Okay, so.
No, definitely not.
All right, so now that we know that's not going to work, no. We've run out of options, and I guess we're just going to have to change on the inside, right?
I guess so. Take it a different direction.
Yeah, let's reverse, different plan. All right. So, all right. Have you tried the shock collar yet?
Yeah. No.
No. Okay. I'm just making sure we've exhausted all options.
Yeah.
And.
Oh, goodness. Oh, this is fun.
Right? As it should be. All right. So, moving forward, would you like to take the shock collar approach, or would you like to take the empowered within approach?
Let's
or create more of the same approach. I forgot
No, we're going to go with B.
Okay. The empowered approach. Okay.
Yes.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. And for the empowered approach, how much do you need to feel frustrated and try to control everything, or could you let that go?
I could let that go.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. I'm going to ask you to notice that feeling of frustration, the annoyance, the wanting to control, the frustrated, the feeling that's frustrated that your mom's not controlling your dad, the shock collar option is out, off the table. I'm going to ask you to breathe. Notice that frustration, by the way, has been there even before you moved in with your parents. It was even there then also. So notice over and over, which means that even if you did use the shock collar approach, which probably wouldn't work, and you might get in trouble for senior abuse, so don't do that.
We're not going to do that.
Okay, so not only would it not work, but you just attract it again in a different situation, right?
Yes.
Okay, so moving forward, bingo, going with the empowered approach, which is the actual way to heal, bingo. I'm going to ask you to breathe, and I'm going to remind you that the problem is not your father. It's not actually your father. It's not actually your mother. It's the pattern that's on the inside, and that you are in control. I'm going to ask you to breathe, and that ultimately you've manifested a situation again where you're living in a situation where you feel like you're not in control and blah, 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 blah. And that has happened. How many times in your life? How would you say that's happened?
I don't even know. So like,
yes.
Oh gosh. Well,
yes. How many times?
Five or six, seven, something like that. Probably 10.
Okay. 10. 15. Okay, so notice that, right? And every time, has it been your dad?
No. Okay, of course
so
not.
I want you to notice that your dad is actually not the problem and the shock collar won't work.
No.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. So I'm asking you to breathe. And you could keep trying to fix him, and then if you did, and have her fix him, but then if you did, and it wouldn't work anyway, but even if you did, that you would just attract the situation, and then in somebody else, and then in somebody else, and somebody else. So yeah, the great thing is ultimately you are in control, but you're just creating the very thing that you don't want.
Exactly. I am powerful.
You're freaking powerful. Look at you. So I'm going to ask you to breathe.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a quick moment. I do want to note that you would be surprised at how often I see people who want to just have somebody else change their pattern, and they don't really want to change on the inside. Meaning, let's say somebody feels like they've been being criticized by somebody, so they have this pattern of criticism over and over and over and over again. And then they just want to, instead of releasing the internal pattern, they just maybe want to talk to their partner or whomever. And they just want to say to that person, you know, I've had this trauma of being criticized in the past, so please don't criticize me. And sometimes it works with that specific person. But even in those cases, when it does work with that specific person, what typically happens is then it just moves to a different person. And that pattern continues to move and follow them around, if you will, you know, just continues to manifest over and over again. And so I know that you've heard me say this before, if you've been listening to past episodes, but truly, I see it all of the time. I see it with people who have pain or IBS or a lot of different types of ailments. You know, once they identify what the specific thing is, they want to just make the other person stop. and I get it, and I totally understand, but whatever it is, you'll want to make sure to make that change on the inside to the subconscious mind to really create the change that you want in your health and, of course, in your life. All right, so that said, just emphasizing it again, because this is a part that a lot of people will overlook, that change, making sure to take it on the inside. So that said, let's go ahead and dive back in with Liesl.
And I'm just going to ask you to realize for a moment that you are powerful, you are in control, and notice what that feels like.
That feels good.
Notice you are in control. Notice what that feels like.
Feels calming too.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you to bring in the feeling of feeling powerful. I'm going to ask you to think about just for a moment what it is that you'd like to create in your life. Now that you're seeing that your thoughts actually create your life, how much fun this can be. If you do it in a different direction, of course.
Yes.
Great. Yes. And so just for a moment, how much longer do you want to feel frustrated and annoyed towards your mom, towards your dad, towards a house, blah, 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 blah?
Not a second.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to let that go and instead bring in the awareness that you're powerful. You're amazing. And that, of course, you need to use your power in a better way.
In a good way.
In a good way that makes you happy and feel great. Bingo. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. That. By the way, if I ask you how much your dad has been trying to get rid of stuff and actually wants to, but then wants to hoard at the same time, but then feels bad about it, how long would you say your dad's felt bad about hoarding stuff?
I'm guessing a long time, although he would not ever say it, but I think it's a while, a long time. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And imagine your situation reversed, how you want everything organized and everything like that, and it's been cluster and, you know, cluttered and all this stuff, right?
Right.
Okay. Now imagine him wanting to not hoard, but then hoarding.
Right.
Imagine that feeling for him.
Yes.
Okay. And if I ask you how much embarrassment you think that has brought to him through the years, how much would you say that is?
It's probably up there.
Okay.
Yeah, I would think his tendency is to cover that up, but I would think so, yes.
Okay, and bingo. And has your tendency been to cover up the fact that you don't feel in control of your life?
Yes.
Ah, that's funny.
That is funny, isn't it?
It is. Oh, my goodness.
So I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment and remind yourself that you are empowered. Remind yourself that you are empowered. Bingo. And so I'm going to ask you to notice the level in your wrist. What's your level? 0 to 10?
Thinking a 3.
Okay, that's what I have. It's about a 2.6. It's almost right under 3. Right there. Okay. And bingo. So your wrist says, I have to control it or nobody will. Can you see that thought?
Yeah.
Okay. And instead, if you were going to make a plan and think, okay, I've got to get myself in a place where I'm going to really actually put my focus on moving out, doing all these things. I mean, can you imagine? Imagine where your life will be in 10 years from now if you don't change.
Oh, no, I don't want to.
Okay, what about 5 years from now if you don't change?
No.
Okay, so game on?
Yeah.
Okay, so much of your focus do you want to spend? So imagine if you're 5 years from now, you're still caught up in trying to control the house, and you haven't spent that time on you and deciding like, okay, how do I want to move forward, right?
Yes, yeah.
Where is your life going to be?
Oh, in the same place.
Okay, and if you think about it, right now you've been with your parents for about 5 years now?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, and when you moved in, did you think it was going to be 5 years?
Never.
How fast, when you think back, how much did that time slip away?
Oh, like the blink of an eye. Yeah.
Yep. The next 5 and 10 years will also, unless you really keep super focused every day on where you want to go and not let the other stuff with the house bother you. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yes.
So not only that, but I want you to think about, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes, and I'm going to ask you to picture moving into a living situation. Your new house, a new place, that you feel like everything is the way you want it. And not only that, but even more importantly, you feel in control of your life and you feel in control of your destiny. Mm-hmm. And ask you to take that in?
Yeah.
Take that in and feel it. What does it feel like? Take it in and feel it. What does it feel like?
So good. It feels so good.
And what does it feel like to feel
happy.
Like you have...
Happy and free and joyous, peaceful.
Beautiful.
Feel
take
happy,
that in.
Free.
Take that in. Happy, free, amazing, wonderful.
Yeah. Joyful.
Joyful.
Peaceful.
Peaceful. I love it. And how much you want to let another 5 years just slip on by?
No way.
You ready to keep your focus and know where your power is? So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Remind your mind that you're powerful. You're amazing. You can see this pattern, right? How clearly can you see this pattern?
So clear.
So clear, right?
Yes.
It's kind of funny when you go from not seeing something to go, oh my God, now I see it, right?
Yes. I know. Oh my gosh.
Eye-opening, right?
Very.
Okay. Very.
Very.
I love it. And so I'm going to ask you how much you're going to let this pattern continue now that you see it.
Yeah.
How much you're going to let it dictate and control your life?
Not at all.
Okay. Good. I'm going to ask you to breathe. And how much more in control of your life are you in your life than you really thought you were? Can you see that?
Yes.
How much more control that you actually have?
Yes. I can see that.
Great. Can you feel it?
Yes. It's there. It's there. I can feel it.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And how much energy do you want to give to the old negative frustration, blah, blah, blah?
Negative 10.
Okay. So negative 10. So I want you to notice how much in control of her life is your mom.
100%.
100%. And your dad?
100%.
And you?
100%.
How much?
115%.
I love it. Take that in. Bingo. I'm asking to notice the level in your wrist. What's your level?
Say 2.
2. Beautiful. So I have bingo, that. Bingo. And I want you to notice the part of you that wants to control your dad.
0.
Bingo. How much?
0.
Are you saying that or are you feeling that?
Okay.
I'm going to ask you to
what
it
feels
like to
there's a 1.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to notice what it really feels like to stop wanting to control them.
Okay. Yes.
Let them be them.
Mm-hmm.
Let them be them. They've lived together for how many years?
Over 50.
Over 50. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, and you're wanting to come in and then control them. How's that going to go?
Terrible.
Like, really?
It's not going to work.
Lady, go control your own house.
Oh my gosh.
Like, they seem to be doing all right, right? I mean, how many couples stay married and living together and all the, right? You got to let them be the way that they got a thing going on, right?
Exactly.
Seems to work for them.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
And now if you want your mom to start controlling your dad even more, how's that really going to go in their level of happiness and getting along? You know, like your mom probably learned a long time ago, I want to be with him. This is what I have to live with, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay. So how much do you want to upset that whole balance?
No, I don't.
Okay. Right? They've been doing their own thing, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And if you decided to come and actually try to control your mom to control your dad more, do you think that that could create some waves in their relationship?
Oh, definitely. Yes.
Okay. Is that what you want to do? Come and create waves in their relationship?
No, I don't.
I mean,
no.
Could you let go of wanting your mom to control your dad and let go of trying to control your dad?
Definitely.
So the shot caller is really off the table?
Gone.
Okay. Gone. All right. Great. Someone asking to notice the level on your wrist. You're at a 10?
No, today we're at a 1.
1. Awesome. Who's doing that?
Me.
You, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what I was about, a 0.8. Yeah, so right under a 1. So I'm with you. So, bingo. All right. And, okay. So this is what I feel. There's a part of you that sneakily wants to do things with this stuff. Like wants to sneak, be a little sneaky.
What, me?
Busted. Busted.
That might be there, yes.
You're so busted.
That's hysterical. I may have thought about that once or twice.
Once or twice, but today?
Oh, gosh. An hour?
Once or twice an hour? Okay, that's more like it.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you, can you let go of wanting to do things with his stuff in a sneaky way also?
Yes, I can let that go.
All the way.
All the way. Totally. Let it go. Not going to do that.
Not going to do that. Let him. You know what? This is the thing. They have their thing. They've been living together over 50 years and going, look, you got to find your own place, do your own thing, game on.
Right.
And I'm telling you, when I think back to that nurse who did that, I was so upset and I was so mad. And it was one of those, another moment that just fueled me that said, I'm going to figure this out. And it was, I needed that strength at the time to go, that's it. I've got to follow through. I've got to do this. Mm-hmm. And if you think about it, if I ask you, bingo, like you never thought it was going to be 5 years, right?
No.
Okay. But you've been on the healing journey for a lot of years now, right? How long have you been on this healing journey?
Oh, over 10. Yeah.
Okay. Over 10.
Yeah.
Okay. One day turns into another. I know the drill.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
One day it just. And that's what woke me up to say, wait a second. Like I've been meditating for years. It's not working. I've been like that. Something's missing here.
Because everything I was breathing in anything.
Yeah. I was doing affirmations. I was meditating. Yes. I was doing all these things. I was visualizing. I wasn't changing what I needed to specifically change. Okay. Mm-hmm. 10 years. Okay. Mm-hmm. And literally when I got better, I literally remember standing at the end of my counter going, oh my God, like 7 years of my life, where did it go? And just being like, if literally, and I know this sounds cliche, but it felt like waking up from a dream. Like I literally felt like I blinked.
Yeah.
And it was like I woke back up from a dream and that it really sucked 7 years of my life away. And so the sooner you get better, the better. And you wake up and you realize what it feels like to be back to life. And you know, that healing journey can just, it just, yeah. So.
Hallelujah.
There we go. I love that. I love it. Beautiful, beautiful voice. Bingo. All right. So how much of your energy, and so if you look at this pattern, even before your dad, even before trying to, your mom, and before, I mean, not before your dad, because you weren't here before your dad, but before you lived with your dad again.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The pattern's repeating. You see it, right?
Yeah, okay. I do.
Okay. So I want you to think inside. I'm asking you to close your eyes and think about letting it go completely. And instead picturing your house and your place and how great it feels and how much you can get into control of your life. You are really. And I'm asking you to breathe. And notice the feeling that you are really in control. And notice that feeling. Okay, and I want you to notice those words, you're not the boss of me. Mm-hmm. And just for a moment, I'm going to ask you to bring in the feeling, who is the boss of you?
Me.
You, take that in. Who's in control?
I am.
Great, take that in. Who's the boss of you?
I am the boss.
What does it feel like to take that feeling in?
It feels really good. It
feels really
empowering,
good. Right? Notice that feeling. Good. Bring that feeling in really, really strong. Good. Good. Good job with your energy. Really good. And I'm going to ask you to bring that in. Strong as you can. Feel it, feel it, feel it. I'm the boss of me. Notice that feeling. I'm the boss of me.
I'm the boss of me.
I'm in control.
I am in control.
Beautiful. And what's the level in your wrist? 0 to 10?
I'd say 0.
0. Awesome. Who did that? Mm.
Me.
Awesome.
Definitely.
Beautiful. And so, bingo. So I want you to notice how you feel.
I feel light. I feel more free.
More free. Mm-hmm. More free. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Awesome job with your energy. Now, what I want you to do is make sure to listen to this and embrace it fully, right? So,
yes.
So I want you to notice it took some effort to get there, right?
Yes.
Okay. And so I want you to really, really digest this information, embrace it, and embody it. Does that make sense?
Okay. Definitely. Yes. Watch it and just feel it all over again.
Feel it. Exactly. Feel it all over again. Get your picture and your vision moving forward and listen to this over and over and over again. Bingo. And even remind yourself that even if you got rid of your dad and controlled him and controlled your mom and snuck the stuff out, you would just... you would just attract the situation.
Create it again.
Yeah. Yeah. So then you just become a klepto because you'd be stealing people's stuff. And then we'd be dealing with a whole nother issue of your theft problem.
Let's not create another one.
We'd be like, who's stealing my stuff? Sorry. Lisa's become a klepto. Right? That's what we'd be dealing with, and it'd be a whole nother situation.
Yeah. No, we don't need that. We don't want that. Okay. Okay. Okay.
So bring in that feeling that you're in control. 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 And I want you to take that in and listen to it and really get that in over and over and over again. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I'm going to do that.
Beautiful. Beautiful job with your energy. Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
You are so, so welcome. Really quickly, if I ask you to straighten your left leg, how does your left knee feel?
Oh, a lot easier. A lot easier. And my heel too, my right heel. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's your level on your heel?
Gosh, yeah, not there.
Not there.
I don't think. Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. So how important do you think this is? If you think about it, I wanted to show you with your wrist, but now you can see it was affecting everything. So this is this is the RA, okay?
Yeah.
So make sense?
Yes, absolutely. And it's super important.
Super important. Yep. So that's a connection of the mind body with the RA. Okay. So I want you to really embody this and continue to bring it in, make that shift and get it all the way in your subconscious. That make sense?
I'm going to do it.
Beautiful. You're amazing.
You are too.
Thank you. And your voice was really beautiful. Thank you for that moment of singing.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And I love your laugh also, by the way. You're fun. So much fun.
Thank you. You are too.
Thank you.
I was like so excited because I was like, we're going to have a good time. I can feel it.
Yes. And you know, thank God you're not stealing my shit, you know? I'm just joking. I don't like clutter either. So I'm with you on that.
See what I mean? Yeah. Okay. Yes.
But stop stealing.
I'm just getting rid of.
When you get rid of without permission, it's called stealing.
This is true.
Use it as motivation. I'm telling you, there were certain, like that hospital visit, there were certain key things that I was so upset, but they fueled me. And every time you see something, it can literally be, oh, yep, I need my own place. Yep, I need my own place. I'm in control. I need my own place. It's going to be spotless. I'm going to feel in control of it this time. So let it be a reminder. So then think of it. You have a lot of reminders around you.
I do. It's going to be perfect.
The house is so full of reminders.
Everywhere I turn. It's going to be awesome. See, that's
it's
awesome,
better than
right?
writing affirmations on the wall.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm in control. I will change this. I will have my own place. Right?
That's right.
I love it. Liesl, it has been such a pleasure connecting with you.
You as well, Brandy.
Thank you so much. I love laughing with you. I adore you. You're precious and great job with your energy.
Thank you so much. And thank you for everything you do. And I adore you as well.
You're so sweet. My heart receives that. Have a blessed rest of your day.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you, love.
Bye.
All right, so let's go ahead and wrap up. You know, first and foremost, I have to say, I love this woman. A lot of fun. I hope you enjoyed laughing and the silliness and the playfulness. And, you know, that's how healing and working with your mind should be. It should have a lightness to it, a fun to it. Because there's always things you're going to want to continue to change and shape to really go beyond healing yourself, meaning that all of the time I work with people who, after they learn how to really use their mind to heal their body, of course, then they want to go on and go, oh my God, and, you know, and create more and more changes in their life. And when it's fun and you can laugh and be light about it, it just works. It's just fun. It's enjoyable. And it's all about enjoying the process. And so I love that. And of course, for every episode, I love there to be at least one really good takeaway to better your life. And of course, always there's typically several of them and several different insights for different people. And, you know, seeing pain go away and seeing people to make the changes is that in itself is big, you know, because a lot of times healing with the mind doesn't really seem tangible just because, you know, with conventional way of thinking, it's for most people thought to be impossible. And a lot of times when we look even into self-healing, there's a lot of hours and years and years and years of meditating, and still, you know, people aren't getting the results, just like I was on my journey for many, many years. Or if we look at Liesl, you know, on the journey for over 10 years, and so was working on figuring out what it was that was going on with her mind-body connection. And so, you know, getting tangible results and just seeing that in itself is powerful. And it's so great for our minds to see that and experience that, because it really opens your level of consciousness and really expands your consciousness to the next level of what our minds are really capable of. So I love that. Now, another key takeaway that you can use from this to really help better your life is to think about something that is bothering you in your life and think about how you could deal with it differently. You know, if you think about Liesl for a moment, this is something that has bothered her and was bothering her for a long period of time, but even in just in her day-to-day life. And when you stop and think about it for a moment, as I talked about with her, is it can be a reminder to really create the change. Like every time you see it, you go, you know what? I'm going to change. That's it. And it can be a reminder that fuels you to take your life to the next level. And so the best way to think about it is simply like this, is that, you know, the things that bother you in life, they can either get the best of you or they can bring out the best in you. And so with that, you know, you may want to look in your life and see if there is something that's been annoying you or bothering you, and look at how you can allow it to bring the best out in you. So maybe that's creating a change in your life today, and maybe there's something you can change immediately. Or maybe it's something that fuels you to create a bigger change in your life. Just like I mentioned with the hospital and the, you know, nerve ablation and all of that, and me saying, you know what, this is going to fuel me to create that change in my life. Best thing that could have happened. You know, best thing. I'm still grateful to that nurse. And so sometimes these negative things can fuel us in a positive way if we allow that to happen. And so that said, you may want to look at your life and see if there's some way that you can use that and implement it to create your life even better. And so that said, guys, it has been such a pleasure connecting with you, and I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. I'll see you there. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. I love connecting with you. And if you love the show or you learned something, please be sure to hit the subscribe button and make sure to share it with the people around you. The more you share it, the more we can change our world for the better. Also, I love hearing from you. If you'd like to send me any questions or comments, please visit me at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctor. Instead, you'll want to continue to work with them and make it your goal to blow their mind with what you are capable of with your mind. Thank you.